Chapter 2. High Priestess Selene sat on her throne, dark, cold, cunning. She was beautiful, dark-eyed and raven-headed. Her hair was pulled back behind her shoulders as she shifted in her chair, eyes intent and focused on the great doors on the other side of the room. Nath Dragon. She looked forward to the day he was dragged to her on hands and knees, bound and broken.
I shall have him. I shall have him and all the world of Nalzimbor.
Something fluttered above. A dark bird-like creature landed on her shoulder. It had a mix of dark green and red feathers. But it was not a bird. It had the face and mouth of a dragon. Its tongue licked her ear, and its feathers shuddered when it roared with little sound. She patted its head.
My little Drulcher, such a caring and enduring pet,
she said.
Are you worried about me?
It stretched its neck, feathers ruffling on its wings, and let out another tiny roar. Her black lips pecked its cat-sized head. The Drulcher was her companion when no one else was about. So she sat alone in her thoughts in the grand room. She liked the open space, the quiet. She needed time to plan. Nath Dragon had escaped her clutches again.
Are you hungry?
She said. The Drulcher bobbed its head.
I see,
she said.
Just give me another moment.
She snapped her fingers. The great doors across from her opened, and a pair of lizard men stepped inside and kneeled.
It's feeding time,
she said. The pair departed, and returned less than a minute later carrying a barred cage between them. A spotted bobcat, every bit of 30 pounds, was inside, its eyes and ears alert.
Leave us,
Selene said.
And seal the doors behind you.
The lizard men departed, leaving her, the Drulcher, and the bobcat all alone.
He's a big one,
she said.
Bigger than the last. I hope you won't have any trouble.
The Drulcher let out a tiny roar and hopped to the ground.
Yeah!
The dragon bird was less than half the size of the bobcat. It strutted around on two legs, making a chirp-like sound. The bobcat licked its lips. Its cat eyes narrowed. Selene tapped her fingers together. She liked games like this. Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? She'd tried to trap Nath Dragon in a similar way before, letting him think he was freeing a dragon, when in all reality the dragon bait was trapping him. It had almost worked a couple of times, but Nath had come out on top again. It had been costly, too. She'd lost many of her Dracus, and one of her temples had been wrecked. She clenched her fists.
I'm going to break him,
she said.
Soon.
With a wave of her hand, the metal cage opened. The bobcat jumped out and gave chase after the Drulcher. The bobcat pounced. The Drulcher flapped and soared into the air and began circling the bobcat. Once, twice, three times, and dove. It snatched the bobcat by the back and lifted it high in the air. The bobcat hung by the scruff of its neck, clawing, scratching, and growling. Higher they went, towards the domed ceiling. The Drulcher dropped the bobcat. The big cat plummeted 50 feet towards the ground. The Drulcher dove, snatching it inches from the ground, then swooped up to the rafters once more. Drop, dive, catch, drop, dive, catch. 3 times it happened. The bobcat fought and clawed until its strength was out. The 4th time it hung limp in the talons of the dragon bird and fought no more. Circling 30 feet high in the air, the Drulcher swung the bobcat up into the air and opened its jaws wide. They became wider and wider. It swallowed the bobcat whole and landed softly on the floor. Its belly bulged. It waddled around like an overstuffed chicken for about a minute, burped an awful sound, and returned back to normal.
Now there's an idea,
Celine said. She patted the drelcher when it returned to her shoulder. It purred. She snapped her fingers. The grand doors opened and the lizard men came forward and bowed.
I need the high cleric,
she said.
And take the cage and fill it with something bigger. A halfling or gnome, perhaps.
The dragon bird purred and batted its eyelashes. Celine smiled.
You've given me an idea. If it works, my master will be pleased. If I can't beat Nath Dragon as he is, then perhaps I should wear him down first.